I pray thee once again. I wonder if it's surrounded by ones of such talent.
That's old Damian Marley, Speak Life. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday. Today's Friday, April the 19th. How's everyone out there doing? I hope you are doing as best that you can be. If not, do something about it to change it. Tonight's podcast is going to be about the obvious, learning things, attaching yourself to knowledge and being able to accept it, to make a change, and so forth and so on. It's really hard to not be stubborn and bullheaded when it comes down to you thinking that you know it all. It's rough. A lot of times we destroy ourselves when we think that we know it all. We feel as if we got it right because we've had so many different experiences or we've seen how it will play out. Not realizing that we are destroying ourselves because we are going on to the thought process that we thought that things can be perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. Once we realize that there's no such thing as perfect, then we could be able to attach ourselves on to understanding that things could be different. Things don't always can work out the way that we plan it to be. And lo and behold, we're not always right. It's hard to get people to understand that in life, that we are living just off the assumption and the experiences. It's even harder to allow people or to encourage people to sit down and be still, to absorb everything that's around them because things are not really as what they seem. I, too, used to think that I just knew it all. And sometimes I still struggle with the things of saying, hey, if I do things this way, then I know that it's going to work out the way that I need it to work. That's not life, y'all. And the reason being is because somebody out there or some type of way can be done things differently. We have to get to the point of acknowledging that things can change. And things supposed to change. We should be okay with things changing. We should be okay with understanding life experiences, so forth and so on. And not to be set in our ways and thinking that, hey, it's been working like this for however long and that we could continue to do the same thing over and over again. I'm at a point in my life that I am so tired of repeating the cycles of things that that I felt like was right. I was acknowledged or was told that it was right. But on down the line, it, you know, things were wrong. Case in point, a lot of us as females, we feel like it's just because we are females that we are just biologically know that how it's supposed to be to raise children or to nurture children for in order for them to become grown. We attach ourselves on to the experiences that we've seen that our parents or grandparents had taught us, not realizing that some of the ways that the things that they did, what they taught us was wrong. We don't want to say that, hey, listen, if it ain't broke, then why try to fix it? Just because it's not broke physically doesn't mean that it's not broken mentally or emotionally. A lot of times as black women, that's what we are. We are broken mentally and emotionally. And we just put on a facade as if everything is okay. Because we are holding on to the point of what we were taught and what was taught to us and how things supposed to go. And that's just life, period. Like, you got to go to the point of having different experiences in life and realizing that not all the time things are going to be the way that they need to be, because you got to go off your own understanding, or maybe even somebody else's, or maybe even some other type of experience. A lot of us get so caught up into things of thinking that, hey, we got it right. Then we get to the point when we have our own children and realize that they start acting different. They start doing things different, or whatever the case may be. And you be like, well, hey, I did it this way, and this is how my grandmother taught me. This is how what I learned from my great-grandmother and great-grandfather and so forth, and aunts and uncles and so forth and so on. And it worked for them. Not realizing everybody is their own individual person. That is just something to think about. That's something to think about within the point of the reality of life, period. Because the simple fact is, we get so caught up into the emotional standpoint because we want to be all right. It ain't just within the point of women. It's men as well. I see that a lot of times out here in this world, and thinking that, you know, sometimes it's like, well, hey, looking at it from a male standpoint and thinking that they know things that is right or what they got going on is right. Let me give you a scenario. A husband and a wife go to a shop to get their vehicle fixed. The husband, he's not all enthused about certain things because I think he don't want to make that other person feel like that they are above him. The wife, she just wants to understand, that have some type of understanding of what's going on and how things are supposed to be, and don't want nobody to try to get over on them. This is where pride steps in at. If pride steps in to the point that a husband and wife get into an argument because the simple fact is that the husband feels as if a woman shouldn't be asking another man about how to fix things or how to do things. That woman should ask her husband that. That's where that pride step in, and it really, to the point, is really stupid. The woman is not trying to disrespect the husband, but she wants to get some type of understanding because she's asked the husband, could she, you know, how things supposed to be, and he has no answer. Instead of him cultivating the situation and for both of them to be able to get the knowledge and for the wife to be comfortable within what is being told to her, and for what is being comfortable, what is being given of a prize to both of them, the husband uses his pride and feel as if a woman shouldn't be able to conversate and have some type of understanding or have some type of conversation with another man. This is just a prime example of you think you know everything. A lot of times we need to push our pride to the side. in order to be able to cultivate the whole situation. Because guess what? At the end of the day, if you two are arguing or not agreeing with what is going on, the person that is working for you can still get over on you. Then, not only that, you done got squandered out of your money. The husband and the wife is arguing, and y'all done caused the fuse behind some crazy stuff instead of them cultivating the whole situation. That's just some type of things that goes on within the point of marriage. Then we have it to the point of that pride. Most time, women don't have that much pride. You got some of them that do, but most time they don't, because women are nurturers by choice. We are nurturing people. We're nurturing humans. We want to be able to be comfortable within our state. I don't care if it's what type of woman it is. It could be a loose woman or a wife that's been married or whatever the case may be. 9 times out of 10, a woman going to always want to be safe. You got some women that's out there that's trying to get over on somebody, but a lot of times it's not that way. And the only reason why she's doing that is so she's trying to make herself become safe and comfortable. Now, you do have it where there's some women that's out here that just, hey, they're trying to get what they can get and to keep moving on. A wife and a husband goes to a restaurant. They both order 2 different dishes on the menu. The wife food comes out not the way that she wants it. The husband food comes out fine, or whatever the case may be. Remember when I told you that a wife likes to be safe and comfortable and make sure that she's all right? The waitress came and she was asking everybody how did their food come out. The wife complained about her food wasn't correct. The husband, he looks over the point and says, well, mine was fine, so we all right. See, stuff like that, within the point of you thinking that you know that things is all right when it's really not. That's when it comes into the point of you disrespecting the person that you're with. We got thinking that we know it all, disrespecting the person that you're with, and having too much pride. When it comes down to humans, we need to always look at to the point that there's other ways that we can do certain things in order to make things better, especially when you're dealing with other individuals. You can't focus your life or your thoughts or your reactions or your experiences off your own understanding, because guess what? There's somebody else out there that can do things a little bit different. That's just something for you guys to think about. It's just so many different things that we do and we encounter with, or different experiences that we go through in life, and we don't realize these things until it's too late. And the reason being is because the simple fact is we hold our pride. We think we have pride and we think that we know it all, and we don't want to cultivate the situation as a whole. It's okay to say that I don't know certain things. It's okay to ask questions, because somebody else out there could probably give you a different answer or a better answer than what you have accumulated in your mind and your thought to think things how things are supposed to be. A prime example of that is not asking questions and having too much pride. I can remember it's probably been about 8 or 9 years ago whenever I decided to get my LLC. Instead of me asking questions for other people, because I'm so guarded and thinking that, hey, listen, you know, they're not going to tell me. They're going to always try to get over on me or whatever. I'm just going to do things myself. Lo and behold, I had to get my EIN number. Not knowing that you can just get your EIN number for free. I clicked on a link on the internet, and I wind up paying $200 for an EIN number for free, all because my pride would not allow me, or I would not allow my pride to be set to the side in order for me to be able to get the EIN number or be able to ask somebody else's about the situation or how to get it. That's where you go to. You think that you know it all. It's okay to set things to the side or ask questions, and things could be, you could get different results. And so many of us have this so much pride and thinking that we know it all in life, and that's not the case. The answer to any question that you have in life is to sit back and be still, ask questions and observe, and then go off your own experience. Your own experience is to the point that things in life don't always, is not always what it seems. People get so caught up in the point of thinking that they know it all. We don't know it all, people. We don't know it all. There's just so many different things in life that we haven't yet to experience. And we shouldn't just go off of our own understanding when it comes down to certain stuff, because the simple fact is that people don't realize that, hey, we was taught that there's a such thing as perfect when there really isn't. That's just something for you guys to think about. You got to start looking at things from a different perspective. Start asking questions and be okay with receiving information from other people. Don't get so bombarded in thinking that you know it all, because you don't. You don't know it all. You only know from what your experience is. There's always somebody else out there that, or something else out there could be done a different way. And who's to say, who wants to keep working so hard at certain things and thinking that, hey, I'm going to keep doing it this way. I'm going to keep doing it this way. Look at it how it is now. It's 2024, and you have the millennials that is working, that's having a softer life that working than the ones that have been working really, really hard. I remember when I first started driving trucks or whatever the case may be, I used to work hard, have to unload and do all kind of stuff. Then nowadays, you see people just driving up and open up their doors and doing all other things. And I'm 15 years in. You gotta be okay with not knowing it all. You have to put your pride to the side in order for you to get some type of understanding. That's just life, period. Yes, true enough, things are could be on the up and down, and sometimes you don't want to be bothered with people or whatever the case may be, but we have to accept the point of how people are in order for us to be able to get the knowledge and understanding that we may need in order to keep going forward. You got to speak life into, just like what Damian Marley was saying on this song, you got to speak life into the things that you want to happen for you. Because you can get so caught up in so many different scenarios, so many different illusions, so many different things. You'll be following somebody else's, their walk of life instead of your own. All because you put your pride to the side, or you think that you know it all. Some people might sit back and say, well, hey, what about the things that I do know? Yeah, that's fine. But be okay with the things that you do know and be able to accept that, hey, it could be done a little bit different. I don't know. I just wish we as humans would look at things from a different perspective and realize that we don't know it all. What are some things that you have came encountered with in your life or experience that you have realized that you didn't know it all? You thought you knew it all, but you did not know it all. You had to adjust or maybe do something even a little bit different. I can remember went to the point when I used to play basketball. I used to do layups or whatever the case might be. My coach used to be always getting on to me about certain things because I was always holding my hand a certain way and doing things a different way or whatever. And it's like, this is what how I was taught. Then I realized that, hey, listen, he showed me another way about how to do certain things or whatever, and it made things to be different. I had to come in my mind and my thought to the point that my way didn't always work the way that it's supposed to have worked. And I was okay with that because guess what? The experience that he had told me or whatever showed me how to do things a little bit different. There's just so many different things that we go through in life or so many different experiences that we have and we don't realize it because we thinking that we know it all and that things could be a little bit easier for us. A lot of times if we stop leaning on to our own understanding and be okay with, hey, listen, that's not how it is, you know. And it's not downing yourself. It's just that, hey, listen, you could look at it as, hey, this is a different experience. If it don't work for you, then it don't work for you. Then you go back to the same thing that you were doing before or even try to find somebody else to be able to show you how to do things a little bit different. I guess this podcast should be about the point of pride. But, hey, I'm going to stick to the point that we don't know it all. There's no such thing as perfect. And you have to be willing to accept that there's no such thing as perfect. In order for you to be able to move forward and to do things a little bit different. What do you think? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Friday. Talking to you about different life experiences. Speaking life into our understanding or our different experiences. That, hey, listen, we don't know it all. Y'all have a good night.